I read in an article that you wrote for Our Lives magazine in 2015 that after joining the reserve or the deputy sheriff the National Guard, it made it easier for you to suppress your authentic self.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Sure. So, and I don't think it's an unusual feeling or atypical at all, that for males who feel they should be female, particularly in view of the time, the generation back in the 60s and then 70s, that there was a feeling that perhaps being surrounded by other males, being in a macho, if you will, environment, that would help help define you. It would maybe make the feeling go away. And of course, that never happened, because it doesn't happen that way when you have a medical condition that requires treatment. And it was not successful. So the feeling stayed with me through my entire career, all of my moves. I would have, I would suppress this as deeply as I could, but very infrequently I would have episodes of being authentic, where I would go out and purchase clothing and dress as my authentic self as a female, and do that for, an hour or two, or maybe a day on a weekend, or once in a while maybe 2 days on a weekend. And then the guilt would kind of creep back in as you approached your job coming up on Monday morning and getting back into that role. And I would purge things, or just stick them away and not look at them for a year or very long periods of time. So again, hoping that macho environment, the busyness of the job, all of that would cure me, if you will, if that was possible. And of course, we've come to realize with medical science that it's not something you're cured of.
Okay. Can you tell me, let's go back to 1973. Now you are full-time as administration and supply. Can you tell me about that job and what your role was, and kind of take me through daily life at that point in time for you?
Yes. By that time, I was on my second marriage, because living inauthentically, and this is just in retrospect, living inauthentically does not do anything to foster good personal relationships. My second wife was in Manitowoc. We were married shortly before I got hired in Oak Creek. She decided she didn't want to move to Oak Creek, so you can kind of figure out how that story ended. But as far as the job, there were two units in the Oak Creek.